A political roadmap to try and pull Libya back from disintegration has been drawn up through UN mediation, but rival factions have yet to sign a peace deal. The UN brokered talks have been underway for more than a year, and the warring parties now have a workable text in front of them, said the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. There could be no going back, though, on the roadmap, he said, and failure to move forward now would have dire consequences.
Let us be clear. All those who choose to remain outside this framework will be responsible for the consequences and suffering that will ensue. You can see from the high-level attendance today from member states and regional organizations, we are all committed to working with you and the Libyan people to support you as you rebuild Libya's governing institutions.
Among the senior diplomats throwing their weight behind the peace effort on the sidelines of the general debate was US Secretary of State John Kerry. He told Libyan leaders that even before they left the UN General Assembly area, a concrete deal could be done.
That means reaching agreement on the names of new leaders, not tomorrow, not next week, but now, even while Libyan delegates are here in New York. This could happen. And we hope that the process can be completed within a very small number of days.
He went on to suggest that only the Islamist extremists gaining ground and influence in Libya would be the winners without a peace deal.
But if individual militias or individual leaders keep fighting for something other than Libya's interests, it will only help ISIL. And that is exactly what we are seeing happen. So it's critical for people to come together and shut down the possibility of extremists filling a vacuum. As we all know, this process has been filled with difficulties and setbacks, and the simple reality is that we are here at a moment when we cannot afford any more delays.
Dozens of representatives from across the Arab world, Africa, Europe and beyond were given time to speak, exhorting Libya's de facto leaders to reach agreement. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry said delaying the formation of a new unity government would be seen as a hostile act. He spoke to an interpreter.
Those who place obstacles must understand that he is entering into confrontation with the international community. We in Egypt are proud of our brotherhood with them and our friendship with them. We are seeking that Libya restores its stability and its prosperity, and the Libyan people will assume the legitimate place they deserve in the world.
Libyan political leaders who'd come to the UN this week did not address the meeting, but it's understood that the UN special representative will continue talks immediately in an effort to secure lasting agreement.